We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Airvan Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and your next move.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by UW Medicine. Husky athletes get the very best care at UW Medicine. And it's the same expert care that everybody can get at over 270 clinics throughout the region. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
Huskies lead the series 29-18, but have lost five straight. And they've lost 12 of the last 13. You can feel the energy here before tip-off at Alaska Airlines Arena. Man, we're going to have fun tonight. Vern Harris, Mike Cyphers, Mike Reed, the officiating crew, as the Huskies are in their home whites, form-fitting Adidas jerseys, purple Huskies across the front, purple numerals, and gold arched last names across the back. Gonzaga comes out in their road navy with white lettering and numerals trimmed in red as well. Bright pink sneakers for Jaden McDaniels. At center circle, we've got Philip Petrushev for Gonzaga. He's opposite Isaiah Stewart. Ball gets brought to center circle. We're ready to go, and the Huskies win the opening tap. They'll control it from left to right. Quade Green sets things up for the Dogs. Gonzaga comes out in a man-to-man. Work it right side, Jaden McDaniels, averaging 19 a game over the last three to Hamir Wright, top of the key. Push it left wing over to Carter, one of the team's best three-point shooting players. Gives it to Wright, back to Carter on the left side, 10 on the shot clock. Carter dribbles to his left, chucks an early three, back of the rim. The ball nearly tipped in by Isaiah Stewart, but it falls off. Rebound Gonzaga. Up the floor come the Bulldogs. As the dog pack barks early, right side, it's Ayayi. Gives it off to Tilly, top of the key. They'll post up Petrushev. He works hard against Stewart and makes the baby right hook. It's 2-0.
Petrushev has that jump hook. You see Washington wasn't able to collapse. That's a space that they want to give up in that 2-3, Tony. It's just a question of not whether or not Gonzaga can make that consistently.
Here's Green from the head of the key. Give off right side to McDaniels. Jab step. Backs off, shoots a three, right point, swish. Jaden McDaniels been hot from the outside over the last three. Now five for his last 11, and the Dogs lead by one.
You could absolutely see him sizing Corey Kispert up right there. He wanted to see, could he get enough space to get that jumper off and step back? Money.
Game of cat and mouse. Jaden McDaniels, early points. Huskies lead 3-2. 15 on the timer. They get it to Petrushev again. Jumper from right of the key. Falls off. Rebound McDaniels. Here come the Dogs up the floor. Shovel it back to Green. A lob inside to Stewart. Catch. Layup. Good. Dogs up 5-2.
That's the thing about Washington. If they can rebound the basketball, they're going to have some opportunities in transition. A more athletic Husky team than the Bulldogs.
What a dime by Quade Green. 20 assists, 3 turnovers over the last 3 games. Huskies up 5-2 early. Here's Kispert, top of the key, defended tightly by Quade Green. There's a bump, and it goes against 55.
You and I talked before the game that the foul trouble is going to be something that Washington has to watch, right? And that's a silly one right there from Quade Green. He's trying to body up Corey Kispert outside the three-point line, take that step back, trace the basketball, but don't commit a foul in that situation.
And you certainly don't want McDaniels and Stewart getting into foul trouble. Green, not a guy that gets in a lot of foul trouble, as a three on the way from Tilly falls off. Rebound, Isaiah Stewart. Here come the Huskies up the floor. Green to the left point, kick into the corner. Hamir Wright for three. Falls off. Rebound, Woolridge for Gonzaga. Brings it the other way with the Huskies leading 5-2. Shovel it back right side. This is IIE. Gets it on the baseline to Tilly. Shot missed. Offensive rim, Petrushev. Had the ball swatted out of bounds. And the Husky bench jumps up to congratulate its teammates for the nice defensive stop. Gonzaga will enter the ball with 19 on the shot clock. Dogs up 5-2.
Isaiah Stewart on the backside. Hamir right on the front side to get that block. But keep in mind, though, that's an offensive rebound for Gonzaga.
And Petrushev high off the glass. Good shot from 12 feet. It's 5-4.
Petrushev is a quality basketball player, somebody who has really come alive for the Zags this year, and Killian Tilly's absence early in the season, and now one of the better big men in the country.
Huskies have the rock, leading by a point. Here's McDaniels, left baseline, double team, throws it out to Green, center circle, steps into a straight on three. That one thumps off the heel, and a rebound, Killian Tilly for Gonzaga. Here come the Zags looking to take a lead. Huskies up by one. Nice find. Woolridge layup right of the rim on a bullet pass. It's 6-5.
This is a Gonzaga team that scores at an 87 a game.
Ball poked away from Green from behind. Stewart ends up with the ball, but wasn't prepared to have it, and he walks.
Defensively, you can see Mike Hopkins saying to his team, hey, relax, calm down. In these rivalry games, the blood is flowing. You might take some ill-advised shots, but defensively, you've got to sprint back and get set.
How about this atmosphere, partner? 3 minutes in. It's going to be fun today. Ayayi gives right side. Kispert bounces into the corner. Woolridge tries it. Pass that's too low. Petrushev going to the deck. Hamir Wright steals the ball away. Finds Green. Oh, it goes five-hole on him. Tilly takes it away. It's batted around. Gonzaga with it. Ayayi takes it away for the Zags. And now the officials are going to conference to see what they should do about the shot clock and a few other things. Did the Huskies actually control possession?
That's a great call, and that's exactly what they're doing. And obviously, it pauses everything for both teams, but they're going to have to look at the monitor to see, unless they're saying, yes, there was true possession from Washington, it's going to be interesting to see what this clock is going to be. And I think for them to say 27, that means they're already saying Washington had it, lost it, and Gonzaga got it back. I'm not sure I agree with that one.
Yeah, I'm with you. Gonzaga 6, Washington 5, 16:41 to go here in the first half. Ayayi from the top, gets to the right elbow. Oh, got Bay to fall down and knocks a jumper over top of him. Bay just slipped and fell. It's 8-5.
Yeah, easy look for Ayayi. He was trying to pass that ball initially and then said, well, I have no defender on me.
Green posts up Stewart. There's the double team. He'll dribble out to the wing and give it back to Green high on the right. Green sets things up for the Huskies. Right side to Stewart. Hand off Green on the right wing. Dribbles to his left. Post up Stewart on the right block. Double team. Jumper over top of it, and it rattles home. Isaiah Stewart has four early on. Huskies within a point.
You can see what Gonzaga is trying to do, though, defensively. They're not going to let Isaiah Stewart beat them or try not to. They're going to double everything.
Into the corner, Ayayi. Ooh, got away with a walk. Handoff goes Kispert. He might have as well. Now Ayayi works it around the perimeter to Woolridge. Back to Ayayi. Pump fake. Gives off to Woolridge. Angles inside. Challenges Stewart. Layup is good. 10-7 Gonzaga.
There's the over-penetration, or excuse me, the over-rotation defensively from Washington allows the easy penetration there. Stewart doesn't want to pick up a foul, go straight up in the layup.
Huskies 7-1 off to their best start in 5 years. Here's Green with the ball at the left point, trailing by three. Finds a cutting McDaniels to the left elbow. Leans in, floater on the way. It's short. Rebound Petrushev for Gonzaga. Here's Kispert angling in. Gets closed off by Green. Finds Tilly at the top. Steps into a three and knocks it down. Wasn't even really in rhythm, but a good shooter from the outside. Killian Tilly, a preseason All-American. And a timeout for Mike Hopkins. We'll take it as well. 15:16 to go on the first half clock. Gonzaga out to a 13-7 advantage against Washington. Now this for Alaska Airlines.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
DeJounte Murray courtside, waves to the crowd and gets everybody jazzed up at Alaska Airlines Arena. A phenomenal atmosphere out here, but Gonzaga out to a 13-7 lead with 15-16 to play in half number one, and Coach Hop burns his first half timeout. Tonight's game brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. The Tower of Power will be live at the Emerald Queen Casino December 20th. Get your tickets today for Tower of Power and their distinctive brand of soul, only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. Well, Gonzaga has been a better first half team than the Huskies all year long. Zags outscore opponents by an average of 14 per game at halftime. For the Huskies, it's only plus four. Also, the Zags have led at the half in 9 of their 10 games. And for Washington, just 5 of 8. The Huskies not the best starting team. They're a good second half team. They're down 6 right now.
Well, the one loss that you mentioned in their 9-1 record was to Michigan, where they trailed at halftime. So They're a team that likes to get out on top of people and stay out in that second half, extending leads. Washington's got to be more comfortable in the first half offensively. And I know only down 6, but this is an important possession here coming out of the break.
Huskies have their starters in, except Bay on the floor for Carter. And now here's a little pressure from Gonzaga. Huskies trying to break it with Quade Green and Hamir Wright, and they do. Here's Hamir Wright with the ball high on the left. Huskies down 6. Right wing, Bay sizes up a 3. Back of the rim, no good. And it falls off. Woolridge with the rebound for Gonzaga. Flying up the floor. Shovel it right side. Ayayi for 3. Clanks off. Rebound, Jamal Bay for the Huskies. Dogs want to run with it. Trailing 13-7. McDaniels from the left side angles in. Whistle, blocking foul against Ayayi. And they might give him continuation. Could be 2 shots or on the floor.
I think they're going to say on the floor.
Yep.
But you see the long legs of Jaden McDaniels gets the angle on Ayayi right there. That one extra dribble to get into the lane, or else that would have been a charge.
McDaniels entering it from left of the rim. Guns it out to Green. Now out top, it's right. Posting up Stewart. Stewart mid-post. Wants to spin on Petrushev. Got pushed out. Tries a jumper and gets it in. 6 early for Stewart. Huskies within 4.
Oh, Gonzaga's now playing a little cat and mouse with Isaiah Stewart. At first, it was an automatic double team, maybe even a triple team. Now they're faking and going back, allowing one-on-one with Petrushev.
Woolridge gives off right side to Kispert. Back to Woolridge. Now Kispert, right point 3. That one clanks wide right. Rebound McDaniels for the Huskies. 13-9, Gonzaga leads. Here's Hamir Wright. Picks up his dribble. Finds McDaniels between the rings. Angles left. Ooh, picked up his dribble and now hands off to Green, who traces the three-point arc. Passes to Wright, right side. Euro step layup. Got it. Boy, just willed that one through the basket. First 2 points of the game for Hamir Wright.
Well, after the timeout now, 4 straight points for the Dogs.
13-11, Huskies within 2. Lob to the left wing. Woolridge is there. He pushes it out to Kispert, now gets it back. Woolridge against the 2-3 zone for the Dogs. Quick pass into the corner. Ayayi left alone for 3. It's short. Rebound tapped away by McDaniels. Oh, he lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Gonzaga's basketball. Looked like McDaniels tried to tap it from his left hand to his right, and then his right knocked it out. Gonzaga 13, Washington 11, and McDaniels checks out of the ball game. In comes Naz Carter. Huskies have been tight with a rotation of 6 so far. Petrushev checks out of the ball game, and Drew Timmy, a freshman, a 5-star recruit, in for his first action. Gilder out there, transfer from Texas A&M as well. Woolridge trapped in the corner, lost it out of bounds. Great corner trap by Carter and Stewart.
Might have got an assist as well from one of the fans in the front row. Made it a triple team there in the corner.
Yeah, 10,000 fans making a lot of noise here at a sold-out Alaska Airlines Arena. Huskies within 2. Here's Quade Green. Dogs have scored 4 unanswered. Let's see what they run here. Motion set. Green with the ball high on the left. Looking into the corner goes Hamir Wright. 13 on the shot clock. Cross-court pass. Whistle away from the ball. It's Drew Timmy, the freshman. And he was reaching and holding down Isaiah Stewart.
Drew Timmy saw that he was beat to the spot, right? Isaiah Stewart goes from the center out to that right block and had a step on him. And Timmy just hooked his arm.
Timmy, one of the biggest American recruits in Gonzaga history. A 5-star who chose the Bulldogs over Michigan State, Louisville, Florida, and Arizona. Jamal Bay tries to inbound. It's knocked away by Killian Tilly, and then he lobs it ahead to Gilder, who got fouled by Hamir Wright.
Gonzaga bench, I think, wanted some sort of flagrant there. Nothing happening. Simple foul, and a good foul at that from Amir Wright.
Here comes Sam Timmons in for his first action off the bench as Isaiah Stewart, who has six of the Huskies' 11 points, gets a breather. And Timmons cannot overstate what a valuable role player he's been so far this year. Gilder from the top drives down the right lane, high off the glass, missed a tip dunk by Timmy.
And as soon as Isaiah Stewart comes out of the game, an offensive rebound put back by this big Gonzaga front court.
Which is out-rebounding the Huskies by three here in the early going stretch. I make it four. Bay with the ball left wing, give out top to Green. Shovel it right side over to Amir Wright. Crossover dribble. Runs into Tilly, picks up his dribble. Now in need of help. Bounce out to Green. High on the right, 10 on the shot clock. Screen to his left from Timmons. Shoots a three. Got it. Quade Green from downtown. He's got three.
No Jaden McDaniels, no Isaiah Stewart on the floor, so this Washington offense has to generate points without those two. It's a good start.
Oh, found a wide-open Woolridge and went through his fingertips. That could have been an easy layup, but he didn't finish the catch. It goes out of bounds. An unforced air, the third turnover for Gonzaga. Huskies get it back.
Talk about catching a break right there. As you mentioned, wide open, uncontested. If he's able to grab that one, that's an easy deuce.
15-14, Gonzaga by a point. Quade Green coming off a career-high 20-point night against Eastern Washington on Wednesday with that three-pointer last time down. Here's Quade Green directing traffic. Gives off right side to Naz Carter. Carter looks and drives the right baseline. Splits defenders, went too fast, fell down, lost the ball. Gonzaga takes it away. Corey Kispert up the floor, hesitates, accelerates left to the key, gives off left side to Watson, shares in the paint with Timmy, spins into Timmons, got away with a walk, and the ball gets knocked into the backcourt by Bay. It's retrieved by Gonzaga. 16 on the shot clock. Woolridge down the lane, layup, good. And man, Gonzaga got away with a travel. 17-14, Zags lead by three. Up the floor come the Huskies. Right side, it's Quade Green. Green tries another three. That one off the heel, rebound Timmy. Shot it early in the shot clock.
Yeah, not great offense there from Washington. You can get that three anytime.
Gilder to Kispert, fires a pass to Watson left side. Watson splits a double team and kicks to Kispert. Left wing three, good. It's 20-14, Gonzaga.
And as I mentioned, when both Jaden McDaniels and Isaiah Stewart went out, that Washington was going to have to find some offense. They were able to get a bucket, but since then it's been pretty dry and poor offensively. Coach Hopkins got both those guys at the score table ready to check in.
I was just about to say, looky who's at midcourt waiting for a dead ball. Here's Quade Green, bounces to Amir Wright. Wright takes the ball away from a couple defenders, drives inside, whistle the charge. Yep, Wright a little out of control that time. And Gonzaga takes the charge as the freshman Drew Timmy as we come to a timeout. 10:56 to go here in the first half. Gonzaga 20, Washington 14. Now this for Banner Bank. Well, charging foul on Amir Wright goes as his second. And so a starter will now be saddled with two fouls with 10:56 to go here in the first half. Huskies getting out rebounded 10-5 and outscored 20-14. As we near the midway point here of this first half.
Yeah, 10 in the paint points for Gonzaga, 4 second chance points for Gonzaga on those 4 offensive rebounds. And that was my biggest concern coming into this game, was how well Gonzaga was going to rebound the basketball and if Washington could compete on the glass and keep them from those easy second chance points.
5 turnovers for the Huskies as well. By making the complex simple, Rocket Mortgage created a home buying experience centered around you so you can enjoy the game and focus on making your house home. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, official mortgage provider of Washington Athletics. Huskies are 37-5 at home under head coach Mike Hopkins, although the most lopsided of those 5 losses was to Gonzaga 2 years ago. Meanwhile, the Zags have the nation's second longest winning streak in true road games with 9. North Carolina leads the nation with 10, and they'll be at Gonzaga in a little more than a week. Huskies out there in the 2-3 zone. Kispert at the top of it. Give off right side. Joel Ayayi brings it over to the right point. Now finds Watson between the rings. Decks it once. Fires a pass down low. Gilder layup. Swatted off the glass. They're going to say goaltend by Isaiah Stewart.
One of the rare times we've seen this year where there's been a diagonal pass through the zone that no Washington player puts a hand on for a layup.
Yeah, usually the Huskies are elite at getting deflections on those kind of plays as Gonzaga will display some press. Quade Green and Jaden McDaniels team up to break it. Whistle and a walk on McDaniels. Another unforced turnover for the Huskies. That's a 6th giveaway.
Well, and the crazy part is Gonzaga's not trying to steal the basketball. They're trying to slow down the offensive pace of Washington. So you can't just give away a free turnover in that situation when they're really not even trying to take it.
Gonzaga on a 7-0 run. They lead by 8, 22-14. Here's Watson. Anton Watson, a freshman from Spokane, Gonzaga Prep. Here's Ayayi from the top. Picks up his dribble, shovels it left side over to Gilder. Gilder had it knocked out of bounds by Isaiah Carter, who has really led the Huskies in deflections this year, been one of the leaders in that category. He's been really good at getting his hands on the ball. Quade Green out, and we see on the floor Elijah Hardy.
And when that happens, it's man-to-man defense for Washington every time.
As the Huskies do switch, Watson tries to post up Timmy. Layup got hurried by Naz Carter, who was breathing down his neck. Missed it, and a rebound for the Dogs. Hardy from the left point. Kicks back to Carter. Carter between the rings. Works against Timmy. Drives into the lane. Got bumped by Watson. That's a foul on Gonzaga, their third of the first half.
You can see Isaiah Stewart trying to get post position there, but he didn't want to get in the way of Isaiah Carter on the dribble drive. And he kind of just shoves Watson towards Naz Carter. And that's what created the contact.
Carter averaging 15 points, but also a lot bigger rebounder. He leads the team in defensive rebounds, Naz Carter does, as he sets up from the right point. Gets a screen to his left from Stewart, brings it head of the circle, now tries to post up Stewart, whistling a foul on Timmy, holding him down. Now we're seeing the strength of Isaiah Stewart inside, as that foul against Timmy will be his second.
And immediately, Petrushev off the bench to get Timmy. And you have to continue to go to that. That's your strength if you're Washington. If they're going to guard Isaiah Stewart one-on-one.
Inbounds to Carter. Puts it in and one. Naz Carter leapt into the air, caught the ball, got bumped in the chest, fell backwards, but still pushed it in from about 5 feet. And they had one for Naz.
Yeah, that's just a great play. Over the top, the lob. Naz Carter goes over Corey Kispert. Kispert with the forearm in Naz's chest and the athleticism by the junior.
Now Carter, a 61% free throw shooter. Can he finish the three-point play? Yes. 22-17, Gonzaga by five. Into the game comes Hamir Wright with two fouls, and out comes Isaiah Stewart. So we're going to see Elijah Hardy out there with Bay, Carter, McDaniels, and Hamir Wright. Here come the Zags up the floor. It's Woolridge. Ryan Woolridge into the front court. Hesitates, now accelerates against Hardy, who's there with him in the man-to-man, but now Hardy with that little hip check. That's the thing, that Hardy plays so tight in the man-to-man that sometimes feet, legs just get tangled up a little bit.
Yeah, he tried to go over the top of a kind of a fake ball screen, and that momentum got him close to the body of Woolridge.
They out Stewart in as Gonzaga resets with a five-point advantage. Tilly lobs inside, knocked away by Carter, intended for Petrushev, but that's Naz Carter with really intense defense, not letting him get an easy entry pass.
Yeah, duck inside, got the inside position. He was trailing the play and then just used his quickness to get inside.
Kick out to Tilly, work it to Kispert, around the horn to Ayayi from the base of the Space Needle. Kispert returns Ayayi on the left wing, seven on the shot clock. Bounce mid-post, Woolridge from the left elbow, into the paint, kick into the corner. Tilly, ball fake, lost the ball, shot clock violation. The fourth turnover of the game for Gonzaga.
Great job from Hamir Wright with those two fouls to stay in front of Killian Tilly and not foul with the shot clock winding down.
And even got his hand on the ball to knock it away from Tilly, who needed to put up a shot. So now it's Hardy and Hamir Wright trying to break the pressure, and it's stolen by Woolridge. Telegraph the pass, layup, good. Woolridge got it in transition. It's 24-17.
As I was saying, this is not a pressure defense here, and Washington twice now has just given it away.
Bounce to McDaniels. McDaniels, again, just not keeping an eye on where the hands are in the passing lanes. And just kind of lazy passes. Knocked away. Gonzaga comes up with the ball, and then there's a foul.
That's a play where Jake McDaniels has to shoot it. I mean, he's trying to be the facilitator there and drop that down to Isaiah Stewart. But he's in the middle of the lane at his size. That's a floater all day.
And the chaos from the turnover allowed Stewart to pick up his first foul. Just can't have that. Right side, it's Woolridge. 7-point lead for the Zags. Shovels Petrushev at the foul line. Knocked away by Hamir Wright into the hands of Naz Carter. Carter quarterbacking the offense. Brings it up the floor. Give off to Wright at the left point. Bounce into the corner. McDaniels steps inside the arc. Long two. Good. Jaden McDaniels heating up. He's got five. Dogs within five.
He's so good off the bounce. If he catches that ball, has a chance to put it on the deck and size you up, it's going in.
Posting up Petrushev. backing in against Stewart. Turnaround, fade away, air ball taken by Naz Carter as bodies go tumbling. Amir Wright got bodied that time. But Carter brings the ball up the right sideline for the Dogs, trying to make it a one-possession game here. McDaniels drives the left baseline, under the basket, had it ripped away, Petrushev, and now a foul on McDaniels. He was the one who got the brunt of the contact, but when you lose positioning the way McDaniels did, sometimes that can happen, and there's a timeout on the floor. McDaniels picks up the personal foul, his first. Stewart has one, and that's the sixth on the Huskies as a team, trailing Gonzaga 24-19, 7:48 to go in the first half. Now this for Geico. 24-19, Gonzaga by five with 7:48 to go in half number one. Husky athletes get the very best care at UW Medicine, the same expert care everybody can get at over 270 clinics throughout the region. UW Medicine, a higher degree of health care. Gonzaga has the best winning percentage in college basketball the last 9 years. 84.4% of the games they've won. They come in ranked ninth in the nation. And Jason, to have nine turnovers in the first 12 minutes of the game, just too much against a team of this caliber.
Yeah, and again, we talked about their token pressure defense. Their full court Gonzaga pressure is really just meant to slow down Washington in the half court, take away some time off the clock. But Washington has given the ball away too many times against that pressure. And even in the half court, the last possession that we just saw with Jaden McDaniels, 10 points off those nine turnovers for Gonzaga. That's way too many. If they want to win this game, they've got to take care of the rock.
Minus three in rebounds, minus four in turnovers, and you're taking on the fifth most efficient offense in college basketball. You just can't afford to have that many fewer possessions against a team like this. And so now 9-1 Gonzaga, 7-1 Washington, meeting for the 48th time. Huskies leading the series 29-18. Lead the series in Seattle 18-6. Gonzaga will have the ball with a five-point lead.
And the reality is Washington's doing a pretty good job defensively otherwise, other than turning it over and allowing those points off turnovers. Yeah, this is a high-powered Gonzaga offense. They're doing a nice job.
Kispert, high on the right, gives off Ayayi. Top of the space needle to Kispert. Finds Tilly between the rings. Oh, backdoor cut. Woolridge, layup, good. Nice find by Tilly from the top.
Well, they just have everybody's eyes on the ball. Washington's eyes are on the ball. They move it right to left and then go that diagonal pass quick.
Quade Green from the top. Got his man to fall off. Shoots a long two. Missed it. Rebound, Joel Ayayi. Down the lane. Nobody stopped him. Missed the layup. Rebound, Huskies 2-on-1. Naz Carter, layup good. Huskies get within five.
Points,
McDaniels.
Points in transition right there. Washington gets the easy rebound, and Gonzaga just slow a foot to get back.
Huskies in a 2-3 with Green and Carter at the top of it. Kispert to Ayayi. Returns it, Kispert, right wing. Bounce pass, Tilly, turnaround, shot up, falls off, weak side rebound. Hamir Wright for the Huskies. And Quade Green up the left sideline to McDaniels. McDaniels hesitates, gets into the left corner. Wraparound pass over to Wright. A spin move. Got Tilly to back off. Now shoots a three. Missed it. Rebound, Ayayi. Ayayi. 26-21. Up the floor. Tilly got it. It's now a touchdown lead for the Bulldogs.
Long shot, long rebound. Gonzaga goes the other way and picks up an easy deuce.
Carter to Stewart. Stewart from the top returns to Carter on the right wing. Offers Carter a screen to his left. Carter from the right point. Wants to post up Stewart. Pushes back out to Carter. Carter kicks into the corner. McDaniels drives the baseline. Goes up and punches. Wow! A right-handed tomahawk with some speed. That thing was coming down 100 miles an hour. A heater. 28-23. Petrushev, other end, turnaround, blocked off the glass. They're going to say goaltend. It must have just barely grazed the glass before McDaniels got to it.
One fraction of a second too late on that. But the previous play, the baseline dribble drive from Jaden McDaniels, nice to get the crowd back in this game.
30-23, lead of seven for Gonzaga. They've led by as many as eight. Huskies had a 5-2 lead early on, but it's been mostly the Zags with the advantage so far tonight. Give to Stewart, back to Green. Jumper on the way, good. Quade Green seems to be feeling it here early on. He's got five. Nice give and go play with Stewart. Tilly from the top. Work it right side, Woolridge. Bounce into the corner, kicked by McDaniels. 5:30 to go in the half. 30-25, Jason. Gonzaga by five.
Yeah, important possession defensively here for Washington. Now after that last bucket from Quade Green, you're only down five. You got to continue to chip away, but it starts on the defensive end.
Tilly gives off to Woolridge. Left wing, Ayayi. finds Killian Tilly, who got tied up there with McDaniels in the feet. And they're going to give a foul to McDaniels. I really didn't think McDaniels gave away anything there that should have warranted a foul. Did you?
Oh, that's just wow. They're playing the replay in the arena, and that's Jade McDaniels' feet were set. Killian Tilly dribbled and tripped over his feet, and they called Jade McDaniels for the foul. And let's check that, because that is Jaden's second,
yep,
and a huge potential momentum change and strategy change for Washington.
Amir Wright goes to the scorer's table as he'll check in here. This will be a 1-1 on the seventh team foul against Washington. McDaniels goes to the bench with two fouls. Also two against Hamir Wright as Killian Tilly gets ready to shoot. He's only 6-for-9 this year. Again, making just his sixth start of the season due to injury, and he missed it. Rebound ripped away by Isaiah Stewart. Here comes Quade Green up the left sideline. A lob to Carter. Oh, it was just too tall. Taken away by Gonzaga. Gilder, right baseline. He'll just push it up now. It's short. Rebound fought for, out of bounds, back to the Dogs. Oh, my goodness, this place would have exploded if Carter could have lassoed that in.
I'm not so certain that he didn't hurt himself. He's holding that left wrist. He's squeezing it. He hit the rim pretty hard when he tried to catch that alley-oop dunk.
I think you're right, as he's now grabbing onto his shorts with that left wrist. Here's Quade Green from the right point. Green looking inside, trying to get his Stewart. He's closed off, so kick it to Bay. Left wing three. Yep. Huskies within two. A three-pointer for Jamal Bay.
This place is on fire right now.
Gilder from the Space Needle. Now it's Tilly between the rings. Woolridge left side looking. Post up Petrushev to Gilder. Back to Petrushev. He's fronted by Isaiah Stewart. Kick out. Gilder left point three. Thumped it long. Long rebound. Green. It's 3-on-2. Kick back to Bay for the lead. Missed it. Too strong. Rebound Gonzaga. Up the middle of the floor. Here comes Admon Gilder. It's Watson with the ball right side. Defended tightly by Bay. Had his pocket pick. Watson gets it back to Gilder on the right baseline. 20 on the shot clock. 4 minutes left here in the first half. Petrushev got it from the left block. Great ball movement, Gonzaga. It's a four-point lead for the Zags.
Yeah, and still, look how hard it was for Gonzaga to get a bucket there. This defense has ratcheted itself up. The crowd is into it. And now we're getting a timeout. Again, I go back to Naz Carter here on this one. Under four-minute media timeout, but Naz does not look 100%.
I agree with you. 3:51 to go here in the first half. 32-28. Gonzaga leads Washington. Now this for Pac-12 Wireless. 32-28 Gonzaga with 3:51 to play in the first half. Who cleans your building? Jana King, the trusted janitorial partner for businesses throughout Washington. Proud partner of the Huskies as well. Get it clean with Jana King. Well, the Huskies just need to clean up the turnovers. That's really it. I mean, they're very much in this game. Only minus one in the rebounding column. But right now, 10 giveaways, outscored by 10 in points off turnover. They're down by 4 points.
Yeah, that's really the whole thing, isn't it? I mean, it's been pretty even otherwise. The rebounding, I'd like to see Washington do a better job of keeping the Zags off the offensive glass. But, you know, this is a rivalry game. This is a high-level basketball game. We're seeing the crowd. We're seeing the players all be really into it and step up. And, you know, down 4, 3:51 to go in this first half. Still a lot of time for this thing to kind of fully get to the point where we're calling the end of this thing, but just it's a lot of fun, great atmosphere.
I mean, it's warm in here.
It is warm.
It's warm. Like, physically, it's warm in here. You got 10,000 bodies packed into a really tight space. An old building was built in 1927. Doesn't have air conditioning. Still doesn't have air conditioning. And with 3:51 to go in the first half, Jamal Bay will enter the ball for the Huskies, down by 4 points. Bay with that three-pointer earlier. 5-for-11 from the outside now in the last 3.5 games. And he's starting to emerge as a three-point threat. Here's Green giving off to Hamir Wright. High on the right. Now double teamed. Will pass out of it to Bay on the left wing. Bay, a couple dribbles. Gets to Green. High on the left. Back to Bay. Left alone for three. Short. Rebound Kispert for the Zags. Leading 32-28. Up the floor. Woolridge. weaves his way to the rim, had his pocket picked by Bay. Jamal Bay off a career-high 5 steals, gets a pass to Carter up the right sideline. Carter under the basket, got bumped by Watson. That needs to be a foul, and it is. The 6th against the Zags. It's on the floor. Huskies will enter it right of the rim.
Well, it's clear when Washington's able to get into transition, they have an advantage. They're putting Gonzaga on their heels defensively. Good things are happening for Washington.
Huskies' last win against a top 10 team came on this floor 2 years ago against number 9 Arizona, although they nearly knocked off number 1 Gonzaga in Spokane last year. Now the 9th-ranked Zags are here in town in a close game. Inbounds goes to Green in the right corner. Green will trace a 3-point arc over to the right wing. Lob up down low to Stewart. Comes down with the ball and had it stripped away. Gonzaga comes up with a steal. It's 4-on-5. Kispert shoots a 3. Missed it. Rebound taken on the weak side by Naz Carter. Up the right sideline comes Green for the Huskies. And Gonzaga's defense gets back and gets set. Green from the top. Lobs down low to Stewart again. Catch, layup, good. 32-30, Huskies. This is as close as they've been in a while.
Yeah, and I love that high ball screen with Isaiah Stewart and Kwadwo Green. Allow Stewart to roll. Kwadwo with a nice find over the top.
8 points for Stewart tonight. 2:40 to go in the first half. Watson between the rings. Ball knocked away once again by Bay. Into the hands of Green. 1-on-2. Goes to the rim. Poked away from behind and out of bounds by Woolridge. It'll stick with the Huskies. 27 on the timer. 2:34 to go in the half.
Yeah, nice defensive effort, though, in the zone. Top of the key. Jamal Bay. Kwadwo Green. Active hands. What a game.
Jamal Bay gets credit for his 2nd steals. He's the one that knocked it to a teammate. Again, coming off a career-high 5 steals last time out against Eastern Washington. He has been invaluable at the top of the 2-3 zone. Bay looks for a teammate. Needs to get it in. Lob, and there's 5 seconds. Got rid of it just too late.
I don't think Washington has a sense of urgency on their out-of-bounds plays. You know, when that ball is slapped, guys are just kind of moving, you know, very gingerly through it. They're not crisp cuts to get open.
Or crisp passes either. You're exactly right. Here's Gonzaga with the ball, 32-30. Woolridge out top, finds Tilly right side. Bullet pass, Ayayi, baseline jumper short. Rebound, Naz Carter. Lassos it away with a right hand. Up the floor, it's Green. Green on the left wing, back off, and missed the jumper. Oh, man, he really shook a Gonzaga player out of his shoes, but couldn't finish the J. Ayayi, a lob to Kispert, and a dunk. It's 34-30, Gonzaga by 4 on an alley-oop.
Those are the momentum plays you can't allow, right?
Crossover move by Carter. Looks. Oh, boy, Stewart took hard contact in the back and fell forward. And that will be a personal foul that puts Isaiah Stewart at the free throw line as the Huskies have attempted just 1 free throw so far today. They're 1-for-1.
Yeah, it looked like, Killian Tilly in the replay pushed Isaiah Stewart in the back, but he also bumped his own teammate, Ayayi.
So it'll be Isaiah Stewart to the stripe. Stewart, one of the better free throw shooters for the Huskies, leads the team in free throws made and attempted, 32-44. And the 1-and-1 popped out. Man, Huskies have been iffy on the front end of 1-and-1s this year. Love some points out there. 34-30. Into the corner. Kispert left alone for 3. Missed it short. Ball got tapped back up and in by Tilly.
2 players there, Isaiah Stewart and Hamir Wright, and they allow the
Carter
tip back right through.
To the rim, lost it out of bounds, but it's last touch by Gonzaga. That was nearly pushed a little bit too hard by Carter. So 99 seconds left in the half as Jaden McDaniels with 2 fouls comes back onto the floor here for Naz Carter.
I'm not saying I love that. You know, the young freshman has shown that he's made some mistakes, some mental mistakes.
Inbounds to Stewart, who again gets fouled by Tilly. And so Tilly will pick up his 2nd with 1:38 to go before halftime. And that'll bring Watson off the bench.
I'd be immediately subbing Jaden McDaniels out of this game. Right, you're on defense. Even though Isaiah Stewart is at the free throw line, essentially you're on defense. You don't want to allow him to pick up a 3rd.
Can ill afford him to get a 3rd foul. He's got 7 points and 2 rebounds and 2 assists already. So it'll be Isaiah Stewart trying another 1-and-1. Deep breath for the freshman. Isaiah Stewart with the Huskies down by 6. Shoots. Got it. 36-31. 1:38 to go in an entertaining first half. High-level basketball. Every possession scrutinized. Every single 50-50 ball fought for. Second free throw coming for Isaiah Stewart, and it's good. 36-32. Out goes Stewart. In comes Timmons. McDaniel stays on the floor to play defense here with two fouls. And now Coach Hop was trying to get Carter in for McDaniels, I think.
I agree. Jaden's got to be smart here.
Here's Kispert at the right point. Goes right side to Woolridge. Returns it Kispert. Now left wing Ayayi. Gets a 2-3. Kispert, right point three on the way. Short. Rebound Woolridge. Kicks it back out. Ayayi for three. Yep. 39-32. Zags by seven. Huskies got it down to two, but couldn't close the gap. And now the Zags on a bit of a run. McDaniels from the right point. Throws up a shot against contact by Petrushev and gets it to go. Woolridge blows by McDaniels. Missed the layup. It's swatted off the glass by Wright. Gets it to McDaniels. But feeds a cutting Green over to right. Pump fake. Steps to his left. Shoots a three. Too strong. Rebound Gonzaga. 48 seconds left in the half. Up the floor. Ayayi. Layup. Foul on Green. Free throws coming for Ayayi.
Yeah. Now you're back on offense again after these free throws. One or two, depending on whether or not Gonzaga is able to make that front end. But that was a wild stretch right there. How about Jay McDaniels after that just looping jumper that he made? Didn't even pay attention. Allowed Gonzaga to run right up his back.
Yep, yeah, lollygag back. Gonzaga blew by McDaniels, but Pamir Wright was there to swat the ball. Great veteran play as Ayayi goes to the free throw line for the 1-1, and he converts. Both these teams have struggled at the line this year. This is not a strength of Gonzaga. 65%, one of the worst in major college hoops. The Huskies are 71%, but on a big uptick, they went 82% over the last two games, 46 of 56.
Got a block out here.
Second attempt is up and good. 41-34, 45 seconds left in the half. And that timeout was taken by Gonzaga. So they use their use it or lose it. Huskies have two remaining in the ballgame. 45.1 on the clock. Coming up, the Toyota Halftime Show. Trevor Williams back in the studios. He'll tell you about the bowl situation on the football side. Also let you know what else is going on. Busy day in college hoops. As this is everything you wanted so far, except too many turnovers for the Huskies. They've got 12 in the first half. Truthfully, that's an enormous number. The fact they're within seven of the ninth-ranked team in the country, that's actually a pretty good sign.
Yeah, overall, I think Washington has played pretty well. You look at the fact that Gonzaga scores 87 points per game. They are at 41 right now, so they're just below their average in a half. But I like the timeout here from Mark Few for a couple of reasons. One, you're playing defense. You're going to set up your pressure, but then you know you're going to get the ball back one more time unless there's an offensive rebound, so you get your offensive play set as well.
And so now they'll try to pressure the Huskies as Quade Green brings it up the left sideline and sets things up for the Dogs with McDaniel, Stewart, Wright, and Bay out there as well. 14-second difference between the shot and the game clock. It's Green with the ball high on the right. Dogs down 7, 41-34. Brings it to the left point. Into the corner. Bay shows the ball. Gives it back to Green. 9 to shoot. Cross-court pass. McDaniels. Extra pass. Pamir Wright. A straight on 3. Yes! Pamir Wright buries the triple. His first of the ballgame. He's got 5. And it brings the Dogs within 4 with 13 seconds left.
Got to get a stop.
Here's Woolridge to Ayayi from the W. 6 seconds, 5, chucks a deep 3, it's short, long rebound, Quade Green, half court at the buzzer, short. And we go into the intermission with the Huskies within 4 and a little bit of momentum heading into the break.
Yeah, this has been a heck of a game, no doubt about it. Nice to see Washington get that big momentum 3 from Hamir Wright, something to talk about in the halftime huddle. And get back after it for the last 20.
Gonzaga is 9-0 when leading at the break. That's the case right now. It's Gonzaga 41, Washington 37. As we hit the Toyota Halftime Show, brought to you by your Western Washington Toyota dealers, proud supporters of Husky Athletics. Visit buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. So we go back to the studios with Trevor Williams.
Thanks, Tony. Coming up, we're going to recap this first half. And, boy, what a good one it was. We'll check the stats, and we'll also check in on what's happening around the country in college basketball. I'll tell you where the Huskies landed for bowl season as well. That's all on the Toyota Halftime Show after this from Anthony's.
Well, hopefully the second half is as entertaining as the first. We could just use a few fewer turnovers for the Huskies. That's about the only thing we want, and a few more points. Huskies trailing Gonzaga 41-37 as we get set for the start of the second half. But this atmosphere is electric, and it has been a really high-level college basketball game. College basketball is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis, as well as live play-by-play on ESPNU Radio. Learn more at SiriusXM.com/collegehoops. We talked about this a little bit in the first half, Jason. Huskies are better in the second half than they are in the first. Also, Gonzaga's stronger half is the first half. So maybe the Huskies have weathered the storm here, trailing by only 4 points with 12 turnovers.
Yeah, that's a great point. It certainly is in Washington's advantage, typically in games in the second half. Let's see how they come out here to start the second half with that 2-3 zone.
They do come out with a 2-3. Ayayi drives and hits an easy uncontested floater from right of the paint. It's 43-37 Gonzaga.
Boy, you talk about easy as easy can be right there. Uncontested, no one steps up, and Ayayi just dribbles right into the middle of the lane and drops it in.
6-point lead for the Zags. Here's Green tracing the 3-point arc, brings it to the top, kicks left side. McDaniels shares with Stewart, lowers the shoulder, baby hook, right hand up, good. Isaiah Stewart with a dozen. Huskies within four.
Not a lot of defense here in the second half so far.
Not a whole lot on display in the first 40 seconds. Here's Ayayi finding Killey out top. Now Kispert on the left wing. Brings it out top to Ayayi, a right point three. Thumped it. That was ugly. A brick taken away by Hamir Wright off the glass. Push pass from Green to McDaniels. Crossover. Steps across the arc. Shoots a long two. Missed it. Rebound fumbled from Petrusev over to Ayayi. And Gonzaga with the rock. Here's Kispert with the ball left side. Finds Killey cutting Petrusev. And a foul called. Inside on Green? Yes, sir. They're going to give it to Quade Green. That's going to be his third.
I think before the shot, though, and certainly that is a problem. They're going to go Elijah Hardy immediately here after that third foul for Quade. You see him looking at it like, me? You're getting me? I know I got three, but.
Well, a handful of relevant factors with two. Get into that in a moment. Inbounds Petrusev high off the glass. Missed it. Rebound snagged away by McDaniels for the Huskies. Got to watch out behind him, as Gonzaga will sneak up behind you as they come up the floor. McDaniels from the top, give off to Hardy. Now on the right side, it's Carter. A little jab step, gets his man to back off. Shoots a three, thumped it short. Rebound Woolridge for Gonzaga. Up the floor from left to right. Kispert, left wing, picks up his dribble, gives back to Woolridge, trailing on the play. Drives to the bucket, kicks right side. Ayayi for three, rolls all the way around, falls out, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gonzaga. Huskies get it back, trailing by four. 18-27 to go in the ballgame.
That's a bad angle for the official there, Mr. Reed, because Petrusev did not touch that ball at all. That was Isaiah Stewart that knocked that ball out of bounds. They probably could have called a foul on Petrusev.
So Elijah Hardy being called upon to run the point, with Quade Green picking up a third foul. Here's McDaniels from the top. Fires a pass to Hardy left corner, and it's intercepted on the entry pass to Stewart. Gonzaga down the floor. Ayayi has it swatted off the glass by McDaniels, and Carter takes it away. Carter up the floor, angling in, kicks into the corner for Hardy. Fires a pass to McDaniels from the top. Angles in. Floater good for McDaniels. He's in double figures with 11. Huskies within two, the closest they've been able to get since way early in the ballgame. Woolridge got away with a walk. Here's Tilly out top. Kispert angles in from the left side. Petrusev, turnaround, good over Stewart. He's a good ball player. Did it with the left hand. He's got 10.
Yeah, he just knows how to get body position inside the lane.
McDaniels posts up Stewart. Back to McDaniels on the left wing. Lowers his shoulder. Got Tilly in the air. Kicks to Stewart left corner. Stewart calls for Hamir Wright to come take a handoff. On the left wing, he does. Stewart tries to, scratch that. It's Wright who tries a spin move, stumbles, and kicks out to Hardy. Hardy from the top, 10 on the shot clock. Straight on three. Too strong. Rebound Petrusev for Gonzaga. Hardy 1-for-10 now on the season after missing that jumper. Ayayi gives to Woolridge from the left point. Finds Tilly high on the right. Backdoor cut. Ayayi under the basket. Kicks to Kispert in the corner for three, and he swishes it.
All right, now this is an important possession here for Washington. You have Quade Green, your floor general, on the bench with those three fouls. You've taken a couple of ill-advised shots to start this second half. You can't allow Gonzaga to run away from you.
five very quick points after the Huskies got it down to two. It's now a seven-point game. Carter for three. Clanked it. Offensive rebound. Stewart puts it back up and one. The foul goes against Petrushev. And Stewart has a chance to finish a three-point play.
So active is Isaiah Stewart. He just kind of had Petrushev on his back and said, I'm stronger than you, and I'm going to prove it.
14 points, 6 rebounds for Isaiah Stewart, working on his third career double-double. Wearing double threes, Isaiah Stewart. Focuses on a three-point play with the Huskies down 5. Make it 4. 48-44, Gonzaga in a close nip-and-tuck ball game. Zag's largest lead has been 8. Huskies briefly led by 3 at the very beginning of the game. This game has been pretty closely contested throughout. Ayayi drives on Green, had his pocket pick, gets the ball back right of the key, and now he's pressured by Stewart. Gets it to Woolridge. Across traffic, Petrushev picks it up and a foul on Stewart.
I think they're going to get Hamir right,
oh,
actually.
They are. Yeah.
He went low and swiped down at the very, very end. That's his third foul. So now the foul situation becoming an issue for Washington. 3 on Hamir Wright, 3 on Quade Green.
And Petrushev at the line for his first attempt of the night. Shoots and scores. Gonzaga, a 65% free throw shooting team. Petrushev is 70% himself as Carter checks out. Hamir Wright stays in with 3 fouls, as does Quade Green, who came in on that last possession for Elijah Hardy. Petrushev's second free throw is good. It's 50-44, Zags by 6. Green and Wright playing really critical minutes here with 3 fouls. 16-12 left in the half. Green and Wright sharing the ball to break it across the timeline, and they do. Now Green sets up from the W. Huskies moving right to left here in the second half, as they always do. Green directing traffic, calls for a high screen from McDaniels. Double screen from Stewart, brings it to the space needle. Gives it to a curling McDaniels, fouled on the jumper with 7 on the shot clock, and he's going to the line for 2.
And that's going to be on Kispert, his second. Nice job there, the set piece from Washington to have Jaden McDaniels come off that high ball screen, the curl there, and pick up that foul.
Timeout on the floor, 15:53 left in the ballgame. Gonzaga 50, Washington 44. Now this for Corona. Quincy Pondexter sitting front and center today here at Alaska Airlines Arena. It's a sellout. Now, there's been some restructuring here at the arena, so it's no longer 10-0-0-0 for a sellout. It is, the new number is 9268. Whenever you hear that number, that means no tickets available anywhere. So 9,268 here in attendance at Alaska Airlines Arena. And in this cozy space, it's pretty warm as we've got an electric atmosphere. We've got a great game. It's just been Gonzaga holding on to his single-digit lead the length of the way. Right now it's at 6.
I got to go back to the sellout. I don't like it. I want it to be 10,000. I want it to be an even number. That 9268 doesn't feel right. I like it better at 10,000.
Well, at least it feels real, though, because you knew there wasn't always exactly 10,000 people.
I don't say this to many people, Tony. I want you to lie to me next time. I want you to tell me there's 10,000 on the sellout, okay?
Well, all right.
Okay.
Noted.
Yeah.
Husky athletes get the very best care at UW Medicine. It's the same expert care. Everybody can get it over 270 clinics throughout the region. UW Medicine, a higher degree of health care. We've got Jaden McDaniels going to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. He had a nice action ran for him where he came off a curl, got the ball top of the key, and was fouled. We've got Kispert, Tilly, Timmy, and Watson all with 2 fouls for Gonzaga. As the first free throw is good for McDaniels, he has 12. 15 for Stewart. Huskies within 5 with 15:53 to go here in the ballgame. Second shot. Planks off, rebound Petrushev for Gonzaga. Here's Woolridge, fires a pass to Tilly high on the right, gets it back now. Woolridge from high on the left, defended by Bay and Green, top of the 2-3 zone. He'll back off to the W and set offense into motion. Scoop left side over to Kispert. Kispert between the rings gives Woolridge with 11 on the shot clock. Back to Kispert, out top. Woolridge left side, tries to angle in, closed off by Bay, working around the perimeter. Killy right wing 3, short, rebound McDaniels. Weak side, knocked out of bounds by Ayayi, and back to Washington. I got to say, Gonzaga, a good three-point shooting team, has just flat-out missed on some today. 4 for 16, that's only 25%. And the Husky defense has been better from three over the last couple of games. Green, drive inside, off the glass, got it to go. Quade Green's got seven, and now it's a three-point game.
Quade Green's offense has steadily been coming. We've seen it over the last three or four basketball games. He's got some more confidence. He knows when to pass, knows when to take it.
Here's Tilly high on the right to Kispert. Pass to the mid-post, knocked away by Beba. Petrushev came up with it. They just couldn't quite corral it. Tilly with 10 on the shot clock. Here's Ayayi out top. Right side, Kispert for three. Straight on, but fouled by Naz Carter and didn't need to be. Three free throws for Corey Kispert.
One of the things they always teach you in basketball, when you're closing out, A, you never foul a jump shooter. That's A. But B, when you're closing out to contest a jump shooter, you never take a straight line so when you jump, your momentum goes right into them. You always take an angle so that you go by them. Naz Carter right there, right into the body of Corey Kispert.
Free throw, good. He'll get two more, 51-47. Gonzaga by four, 14:45 left on the clock. This Husky team very eager to block shots, and they were great early in the season, averaging 11 a game through the first two. Kispert's second free throw is good. But the Huskies only averaging four block shots per game since those first two contests, and they've been very active on the glass today. A couple of close calls that ended up as goaltends, but four block shots. But I wonder if that's just a little anxiousness in this big game, trying to close out on some of these shots. Third free throw by Kispert is good. It's 53-47.
Momentum killer right there, though. The foul and the three free throws.
Quade Green nearly had the ball stolen by Kispert. Huskies need to have better urgency in the backcourt. Here's Bay, drives, blocked by Timmy, out of bounds. Last touch by the Huskies.
All right, so two possessions in a row now. So you've got the foul on Naz Carter for the three free throws, and then essentially the turnover right there, even though it's going to be a shot and the ball out of bounds.
Gonzaga with the ball. It's Kispert out top. Now Gilder high on the right. Returns to Kispert left point. Pump fake on a three. Give it to Tilly. Top of the key. Gilder high on the right. Jab step. Finds Tilly out top. Lob into the corner. Big catch by Woodridge there. Did well to save the possession for Gonzaga. Shovels it to Tilly. Touch floater. Missed it. Fight for the loose ball. Won by Carter. Huskies up the floor. 5-on-4. It's McDaniels right side. He's going to spin into the lane. Kick out to Green. Extra pass to Carter. High on the left. Angles in. Down the lane. Got tripped by Timmy. They need to call that foul. Especially the way they're going to actually call this on Kispert. It was Timmy who tripped him. They call Kispert for the foul. Yeah. That really should have gone against Timmy.
Yeah, I agree. And Timmy was the one that was right there. It was Kispert trailing. I think they're going to have the conversation on who'd you have the foul on? Because one official, there was definitely going to be a foul called. And Vern Harris is saying, I had Kispert on the back. And Mike Cyphers is saying, well, I had Timmy on the front.
If it was on Timmy, it'd be his third. And he has really been limited today, saddled with foul trouble. 14:01 to go here in the second half. Gonzaga 53, Washington 47. Either way, it's the third foul this half against Gonzaga, and they're going to go to the monitor to try to figure this out.
Well, if it's on Kispert, it's his third, which is, you know, if you're Gonzaga, you probably are having this conversation saying, I'd rather have it on Timmy. Let's make sure we get this right. Now they're going to switch it. That's brutal.
It's a bad break for the Huskies, but it's also the right call.
It is. It is.
53-47. Gonzaga by six. 14:01 to go in the ballgame. We're talking about defending the three-point shot. Huskies, first six games, allowed opponents to shoot 38% from three. Last two games, they've held opponents to 25%, and that's Gonzaga tonight. Part of the reason the Huskies hanging around here, despite 13 turnovers. Close game, 53-47. Green steps inside the arc. Long two, good. Pure jumper from Green. He's got nine. Four-point game, 53-49.
So smooth right there.
Ayayi gives off to Woolridge. Now Ayayi out top. Finds Gilder. Pump fake. Steps inside the arc. Got Green in the air and buries a jumper.
That's one you can't go for if you're Quade Green. You know, you want to contest on that one on Gilder, but don't go for the head and shoulder fake and let him fly by you.
55-49. Here's McDaniels right side. pink tennis shoes and all. Crossover move to the right elbow. Picks up his dribble. Ooh, tries to thread the needle on a pass to McDaniels. Scratched that to Stewart, who went flopping. And then in transition, Gonzaga turns it over right back. But I got to believe that if Isaiah Stewart at 250 pounds and about 0.2% body fat is going to hit the deck that hard, there had to be some contact.
You'd think so. Speaking of Isaiah Stewart, he's 6 of 7 from the field today, 15 points. They need to get him some more touches, though. He hasn't really had many opportunities in this second half to score it.
Green off the screen. Teardrop floater, good. Boy, that was tough. Angling from left to right. Quade Green in double figures with 11. The three McDonald's All-Americans leading the way for the Huskies. 55-51, four-point game. Gonzaga with the advantage. Here's Watson out top. The freshman gives off to IIE on the right wing. Top of the 2-3 zone, it's Green and Bay. Into the left corner, it's Gilder, the Texas A&M transfer, bounces to Watson. Watson kicks out. It's intercepted by Green. He got fouled by Gilder in the open court.
They got him at the half. Gilder, probably a smart play to bump Quade Green right there, because it would have just been an uncontested layup going the other way. And nice trap, though, in the corner by Isaiah Stewart and Jaden McDaniels. Got extremely big, did not give, I believe it was Watson there in the corner, a chance to get out of that double team, and he turns it over.
Yeah, made it a hard pass and a bounce pass that Quade Green was able to snag away. So 55-51. Again, the Huskies will try to get it down to one possession here. Here's Carter giving off to Green, high on the right. Calls for a high screen to his left from Stewart. He'll cross over the other direction, right of the key. Guns across court pass. McDaniel saves it inbounds over to Carter. 10 on the shot clock. Boy, McDaniels climbed the ladder there. 7 to shoot. Crossover move, Carter on the left wing. Tries to spin, being closed off by Gilder. Gets by him, high off the glass, side of the backboard. Whistle and a foul. Bails out the Huskies with one on the shot clock. It would have been a shot clock violation.
And I don't think they got the shooter. I think this was Watson trying to block out Isaiah Stewart.
Again, I think you're right.
This is Isaiah Stewart just being so physical, and you have to account for him every time the ball goes on the glass.
So that foul on Watson is his third. Three on Timmy, three on Watson. Two highly recruited freshmen. Jaden McDaniels tries to enter it and gets it to Quade Green right side. Huskies down by 4. He'll post up Stewart. Catch, layup, got it! And they're going to wave it off. Blocking foul underneath on Gilder. And that'll be on the floor, the 6th this half against Gonzaga.
Crowd doesn't like it, but it's probably the right call. You got to give the offensive player a chance to land. Ayayi stands right underneath Isaiah Stewart right there, and definitely the foul before the shot.
Yeah, that was one Ayayi, not that was 11 Ayayi, not one Gilder. So McDaniels inbounds to Stewart, handoff McDaniels, right wing, crossover move at the elbow, whistle and a charge. That one too easy to call. Lowered the shoulder, stuck out the forearm. And a lot of contact. McDaniels just picked up his third.
Yeah, looking on the monitor right there, when you lower the shoulder,
make it too easy.
Yeah, you just put a giant neon screen, say, call the offensive foul.
Yeah, that one's tough. Had an opportunity to get it down to 2. Huskies within 4 right now with 12:01 to play. More importantly, 3 on McDaniels, 3 on Green, 3 on Hamir Wright as well. 12 minutes left. Gonzaga with the basketball. Ayayi gives to Kispert, high on the right. Ball got kicked by Bay. Timeout on the floor. 21 on the shot clock for Gonzaga. When we continue in a moment, Zags lead by 4, 55-51 in a great game at a sold-out Alaska Airlines Arena. Now this for SiriusXM. Everybody gets treated like an all-star athlete at UW Medicine with same-day appointments available throughout the Puget Sound area. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare. 7-1 Washington, 9-1 Gonzaga, 2 top 25 teams. Zags come in 9th in the country. It's a close game, but Gonzaga has led by single digits almost throughout. 55-51 right now with 11:51 left in the contest. Isaiah Stewart, 15-6. Only one foul for him. That's good. He got 3 on Green, 3 on McDaniels. That's a bit of a concern, both of them in double figures. The 15 turnovers, Jason, allowing Gonzaga to outscore the Huskies in points off turnovers, 12-4.
Yeah, 3 turnovers here in the second half for Washington. So up to 15, as you mentioned. You know, that's better, 3 in this second half, but they need to stick with 3 for the rest of this game. That would make Coach Hop and everybody else a lot happier.
Kispert inbounds to Woolridge. He'll set up from the W for the navy-clad Gonzaga Bulldogs. Huskies switch to man-to-man. Here's Ayayi coming out top to Killy. And they'll double-team Petrushev down low, knocking the ball loose. Jamal Bey comes up with the steal, his third of the ball game. Bey brings it into the front court, looking for Quade Green, who now gets open back at the W. Green will set things up from high on the left. Big possession for the Huskies, down by four. Push it to McDaniels. Extra pass into the corner for Carter. Gets his man to back off, feeds McDaniels high on the right. Now Green from the left point with nine on the shot clock. Goes to work in the paint, lost it. First turnover tonight for Quade Green. Woolridge up the floor for the Zags. Bounce right side, Ayayi. They turn it out top, Kispert. Now right wing, Ayayi, defended by McDaniels at the base of that 2-3 zone. He'll bring it up to the right point. Killian Tilly finds a backdoor cut by Kispert. Reverse layup good, 57-51.
We saw Gonzaga run that same kind of action in the first half to get a couple of buckets.
Bey got his man to back off. Baseline jumper. Ooh, missed it. Was wide open. Rebound Gonzaga with a six-point lead. Rebounding differentials only one right now. Foul on the floor. Looks like they'll get Isaiah Stewart for pushing in the back. It's the right call. It's his second.
He's been relatively unscathed in that regard. I mean, just his second foul. I think the coaching staff in the first half did a nice job of bringing him in and out of the game to try to preserve him a little bit.
So it'll be Gonzaga entering the ball from right of the rim. Inbounds goes to Petrushev. Kick out to Tilly. Now Kispert looks and finds right side. Woolridge traces the three-point arc, brings it ahead of the circle. Left side, Ayayi angles it in. Petrushev, baby hook, missed it short. Challenged by Stewart, rebound McDaniels. Up the left sideline comes Green. Huskies into the front court, trailing by six. Green wants to post up Stewart. Big catch, goes up, and gets fouled. Man, that was tough because that was a seeing eye pass. Like, he had a very small window he could throw that through in order to get it to Stewart.
Well, he's just got so much confidence in his big man that he's going to make that catch, because that's not an easy pass, and it's certainly not an easy catch when you're basically being bracketed on the front and back side.
Yeah, the way that defense collapses on him, it's like a triple team. As Isaiah Stewart, 15.6 rebounds tonight, adds at the free throw line to make it a five-point game. 57-52. 10:13 left as we come down the stretch here at Alaska Airlines Arena. Sellout crowd today, 9,268.
10,000.
Close enough. Second free throw. Yep. All right, back down to four. Can the Huskies get the stop?
That's it. They've been just teetering right here.
Ayayi between the rings. Brings it right elbow out to Tilly. Post up Petrushev. Turn around. Good. Man, he's a good ball player. 14 for Petrushev. And it's back up to six.
Well, you can't let a guy that size catch the ball 3 feet away from the basket. You're putting yourself in a tough spot if you're Isaiah Stewart.
Quade Green double teamed now. In trouble. And he walked. Second turnover for Green in as many minutes after going 4-0 in the assist to turnover column.
What's interesting is how Gonzaga has switched up themselves defensively. On the high ball screen, they decide to double it with a big man and a guard. And Quade Green was not expecting it. The UW teammates didn't see it, and that forced the turnover.
And Gonzaga's biggest lead tonight is eight. Right now they've got the ball with a six-point advantage. Down the lane, Woolridge layup good. The C parted for him in the 2-3. He angled in from the left, and it's back up to eight, 61-53. Big possession here for the Huskies. Right side, McDaniels. He'll bring it to the right point. Hesitates, gets into the paint. Takes care of the ball, kicks into the corner. Green for three, yes, big answer. Quade Green, he's got 14, back down to five.
Quade Green has been the number two guy besides Isaiah Stewart offensively.
Post up Petrushev, left block, shares with Tilly. Goes up for a dunk, and it got stuffed. Who are they going to call the foul on? They'll give it to Carter, who I thought got all ball from behind. We'll have to watch the monitor for a replay. Give and go. Going up. I don't know. Hard to tell.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Dog Pack doesn't like it, but I don't
expect
him
to.
Yeah, exactly.
61-56. Gonzaga by five. Killian Tilly at the stripe converts. And how about this? Gonzaga comes in 65% at the free throw line, and they're 8-for-9 tonight. Didn't it seem like last year when we play a team that struggling at the line, they find a way to go 100% or darn near against us? Tilly's second free throw good, now 9-for-10. And it's a touchdown lead, 63-56. Huskies got to take care of the basketball here against backcourt pressure. Green will lob it to Wright. Gets it back to Green up the right sideline. There's the trap. Shares it with Wright. Nice job. Wright fires a pass to Carter. Drives the baseline. Goes up. Dunks. And they're going to say the foul was on the floor. He got up, though.
Oh, man. I think Naz Carter goes to a second, third, fourth gear, whatever you want to call it. When he sees that he's got a lane to dunk the basketball, he just elevates above people in an amazing way.
I mean, my goodness. That little padding that they have along the side and the bottom of the backboard, they might have to elevate that padding a little bit because his hand gets up above that level. As Carter and wave off the dunk, it's still a seven-point game. And now this is a 1-1 for Naz Carter, who's an iffy free throw shooter at 61%. Big shot, and he missed it.
Man.
Rebound Killian Tilly for Gonzaga. That's a big, big call to wave that dunk off. Woolridge into the paint. He'll now work his way to the right wing. Kick to Tilly. Here's Timmy. Timmy to Ayayi, out to Woolridge, who circles his way into a floater. Missed it. Tap back good by Timmy. And the largest lead of the game for the Zags is at 9, 65-56, 8:30 on the clock.
Washington can't press here.
He will get it into Stewart, who throws it up at the rim. Oh, he got it to go. They're going to wave it off. That's a terrible call. You can't wave that off. Carter lobbed it into Stewart, who just tapped the ball up because he knew there was tons of contact. And they waved that off as he pushed it up and in for 2 points. That is an awful call.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, he's in the act of shooting right there. He's trying to get the ball up on the glass when the foul is committed. That's a horrible call.
That's a terrible call by a good crew that really has done a nice job officiating this game so far today. But that's a miss. And the 1-1 front end is good for Isaiah Stewart. Good poise out of the youngster. Still, it's less opportunity. You could make a three-point play. Max you can get here is two. That one hurts. 8:27 left in the ballgame, 65-57. Huskies within eight. Try to get it down to seven here with Isaiah Stewart. 18 points, make it 19.
Boy, what a buzzkill.
That is a buzzkill. Twice in a row now. Crowd gets loud. 2-3 zone attacks. Ayayi trapped at center circle. Gets it to Killian Tilly for three. It's short. Rebound tapped out by Stewart. Over to Carter. It's 2-on-2. Carter up the floor. Hesitates. Juke move. Euro step. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Naz Carter. He's got seven. It's within five. Timeout, Mark Few. Plus jumping around and loving what they've seen here with the Dogs not dying even after the big Gonzaga run. Timeout on the floor. 8:06 to go. Gonzaga 65, Washington 60. Now this for Coors Light. Amazing atmosphere here at Alaska Airlines Arena. Everything you want except the Huskies down by five, 65-60 with 8:06 to go here in the 48th rendition of Washington Gonzaga. I'll be honest, Jason, I think if you're looking strictly from a tournament perspective, this game is actually more important for Gonzaga than it is for Washington because they're starting a three-game stretch where this is their last resume-building chance at Washington, at Arizona, home against North Carolina. After that, it's the WCC. Washington's got a very competitive Pac-12 schedule ahead. But when you consider the recent history, Dogs have lost five straight to these guys, haven't beaten the Zags since 05, and have lost 12 of the last 13. Emotionally, this game means so much to the Huskies.
It does.
Down by five right now, and the Dog Pack is jumping up and down, trying to encourage the purple and gold to get a stop. Woolridge out top for the Zags, leading by five. Kispert out to Ayayi, returns to Kispert high on the right. Ayayi now from the left point, finds Kispert out top to the Baseline until he ducks down and somehow throws in a garbage shot. Got it to go, 67-60.
I think I'd rather have him make the shot than have the foul be called on Isaiah Stewart, right? I mean, it's a tough break for Washington, but if we're looking at Isaiah Stewart picking up his third, I'd rather take the bucket with 7.5 minutes to go.
McDaniels posts up Stewart. There comes the double team. Kick it back out. McDaniels base of the space needle. Now it's right, top of the key, going right side to Carter. Dribbles to the right point. 10 on the shot clock. Lobbed, intercepted. Woolridge takes it away and then turns the ball over. McDaniels in 3-on-2. Kicks to Bay. Back to right. Right wing three. Yep. 67-63. It's a four-point game. Hamir Wright buries his second triple of the game. He's got 8.
What a turn of events.
Kispert, left side to Woolridge, working out top. Tilly, lob into the left corner for Ayayi. There's Hamir Wright attacking on the catch. Around the perimeter, it's Kispert to the top, 10 on the shot clock. Right side, Tilly tries to bounce down to Woolridge, into the paint, teardrop floater, misses everything, and a foul called on Hamir Wright as Petrushev got the offensive rebound, tried to tap it back up and in, and it's the fourth on Hamir.
That's an air ball, right? The shot is an air ball that was difficult to gauge where it was going to come down. And I think Hamir Wright's trying to plead his case. He's saying, I'm going for the ball. I just happened to hit his arm.
Brings us to a stoppage of play. 6:39 left in the second half. Gonzaga 67, Washington 63. Free throws coming for the Zags after this from Quicken Loans. Tonight's game brought to you in part by University Bookstore, the authentic Husky retailer since 1900. Shop weekly specials for Husky and holiday gifts in store. Also online, theletterubookstore.com. That's ubookstore.com. What a game at Alaska Airlines Arena. And I hate to say that because the Huskies down by 4, just like last year. What a game in Spokane where the Huskies lost a heartbreaker at the buzzer. But let's just say this. The gap between the programs, it's been closed over the last 2 years. No questions asked. We have had two phenomenal games the last two times these two have gotten together.
No, it's been wonderful. The only thing I'll say to that is, but you got to win one if you're Washington. They've been great games, no doubt about it. The big comeback from the Huskies last year to even have a chance. And then this year, it's just been kind of a 4 or 5 point game for the longest.
Free throw for Petrushev. Swish. He's got 2. No pressure on the first. 15 tonight for Petrushev. To go with 7 rebounds, and Gonzaga leads 68-63 with 6:39 left in the contest. He's been the player of the game for them so far, no question. The way he's taken the ball right at Isaiah Stewart. Second free throw clanks off. Stewart gets the rebound. He's been our player of the game, no doubt. 19 points and now 7 rebounds for Isaiah Stewart. McDaniels, straight on jumper, off the glass. Offensive rebound, fouled on the floor again. Stewart will shoot a 1-and-1.
Yeah, they're going to get Petrushev with the push in the back.
And it's 2 on the 10th team foul against Gonzaga. I looked in the wrong column. So a foul on Petrushev will go down as his 3rd. And 2 shots for Isaiah Stewart, who can make it a 1-possession game here. 6:24 to play. 19 points and 8 rebounds. Isaiah Stewart now with 20. After McDaniels, who's had a really good night, just whiffed on the jumper. Stewart, the one Husky under the basket, there to get the offensive rebound.
He's been great at the stripe as well, 8 of 9 tonight.
Second free throw for Stewart. Yes. Here we go. We still got 6.5 minutes left. Every possession the rest of this game is going to be edge of your seat, baby. 68-65, Petrushev. Spin shot, missed it. Rebound, weak side. Kispert put it up and in.
Not enough discipline in the zone to go find a body. It's been something that has been a problem for this team this year. And in the finest moments, you've got to go find somebody to block out.
14 second chance points for Gonzaga tonight. Pump fake on a 3 for Carter, right side. Wants to drive the baseline against Ayayi. Spins, fade away, shot, short, off the glass. Rebound Ayayi for Gonzaga. Here come the Zags with a 5-point lead. Petrushev rejected by Carter. Gets the ball back. Kicks to Kispert. Got McDaniels in the air. Tried to draw a foul on him. And now McDaniels landed just safely enough. Gonzaga continues to run the possession. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Ayayi out top. Right side, Kispert. Returns Ayayi, top of the key. Six to shoot. Kispert, touch pass. Tilly gets it. Petrushev, floater good.
Boy, that is great interior passing by the big guys. Usually it's high-low, but there it was high to short corner for the six-foot floater.
17 for Petrushev. Back-to-back buckets makes it a seven-point game. 5 minutes to go. Quade Green, high on the right. Goes to work to the foul line. Fadeaway jumper popped out. Rebound Petrushev. Man, that was halfway down.
Yeah, Jaden McDaniels was in the wrong spot. The play broke down. Quade Green decided to take it himself. Nearly had that one go.
Kispert to Ayayi. Now Tilly out top. High low, intercepted. Isaiah Stewart. Green lob ahead to Carter. Goes up. Layup good. Huskies within five. 72-67.
Boy, nice job from Isaiah Stewart. The quick pass to the guard, Quade Green, for the look ahead.
Fifth assist of the game for Green. Five-point game. Huskies in there 2-3. Jumping around. 15 on the shot clock. Backdoor. Kispert rejected by Hamir Wright. Saved inbounds to Stewart. He'll save it inbounds to Carter. Huskies get it back. Down by five. Quade Green up the left sideline. Eyes up with the dribble and passes back to Carter as the Gonzaga defense got back. There's McDaniels high on the right. He's got 12 tonight. Takes a screen to his left from Stewart. It's Quade Green, right wing, looking for Stewart inside. It's closed off, kick out. McDaniels for three, yes. Two-point game, 72-70. McDaniels with the three, and another timeout for Mark Few. The arena erupts with 3:51 to go. Oh, Jason, here we go, baby. Here we go.
This is what it's all about, Mr. Castricone.
Gonzaga 72, Washington 70. Final 4 minutes are straight ahead after this from State Farm. All right, here we go. 3:51 on the clock. Gonzaga 72, Washington 70. Final 4 minutes about to commence. And today's 48th rendition of the Washington-Gonzaga rivalry is brought to you by The Ram, where Husky fans celebrate, featuring great food and frosty, cold, handcrafted beer. Meet your friends at The Ram for a happy hour, featuring $4 Ram beers, Wells, and house wine by the glass, also half-price appetizers. To find the one near you and discover what's on tap, check out theram.com. Well, two-point game.
Two-point game. You know, you're under 4 minutes. This is when it's time to be at your best, and it's all the finer points. It's blocking out. It's not turning the basketball over. It's talking on defense. It's running your plays to perfection. And it doesn't get any better than this, man.
I'm scooting my seat back so I can be on the edge of it. Here we go. 3:50 left. Ayayi up the left sideline for the Zags, ranked ninth in the country. Huskies haven't beaten this team in 14 years. Kispert, right wing, shoots a three, missed it. Offensive rebound, Petrushev puts it up. It's short, rebound, Hamir Wright. Huskies have a chance to tie or take the lead for the first time since it was 5-4. Here's Quade Green, steps into a long two, bounces off the front of the rim, bounces off the glass, rebound Gonzaga.
Not the one. You finally have a chance to take the lead. You don't need a quick one right there. You want to get your guy, Isaiah Stewart, a touch.
Kispert off to Tilly. Right side, it's Woolridge now. Huskies 2-3 with Carter and Green at the top of it. Woolridge, right point, into the corner for Tilly. Defended by McDaniels there. 10 on the shot clock. 3 minutes left in the game. Two-point lead Gonzaga. Here's Ayayi, high on the left. Brings it between the rings. Four to shoot. Tilly, a 30-footer. Oh, he drained it. Five-point game.
When the shot clock's winding down as well, you got to tip your cap there. I mean, that's a long shot, but boy, is that a dagger.
5 point differential. Green gives off to Carter. He'll try a left wing three. Yes! A swish for Naz Carter. Just like against Baylor, Huskies within two. 75-73. Ayayi out top, gives off to Kispert, bull fake, Ayayi, bounce to Woolridge, drives the baseline, challenged by Stewart, still made the layup. A difficult bucket by Woolridge, he's got 14, 77-73 Gonzaga.
Yeah, another breakdown there in the 2-3 zone, nobody over there on that wing, very easy layup there for Gonzaga.
Quade Green now double team back at the W, he needs help. And tries to pass, it's intercepted, lob ahead to Woolridge, layup up and good, 79-73.
All right, even though you've made a couple of mistakes here, you cannot try to hit the home run if you're Washington. You can't get it all back in one play.
Yep. 1:45 to go. Huskies did it at Baylor. Can they do it here? Carter, left wing three. Yes! My goodness! Red hot Nas Carter. 15 points. Dogs within three. 1:30 to go. Here comes Gonzaga. Woolridge, right side, into the paint. Shovels the ball. Knocked out of bounds by Green. Did it last touch Petrushev? No, it's out off.
Either way, I'm having the officials look at this one. You're under 2 minutes. I'm going to the monitor immediately, whether you think so or not. You get a free timeout. You can bring your group together, and maybe, just maybe, you get lucky.
Give Gonzaga credit on that last defensive possession before Carter started knocking down the threes. They brought some pressure on Quade Green that he wasn't expecting, an unexpected double team that forced him into a turnover, and they've done that a couple of times just to speed him up. And Green with three turnovers, we haven't seen him have this many giveaways this year.
Yeah, and one of the other issues is if you're Washington, you only have one timeout, so would you take it in that situation when you're getting doubled? Mike Hopkins says no, Quade Green doesn't take it. Instead, he throws it away in that double team.
All right, so the officials are at the monitor here, trying to figure out whether or not that ball was off Gonzaga or Washington. No replay here in the arena. Vern Harris, Mike Cyphers, Mike Reed, our officiating crew tonight, have done a really nice job, except there was one missed call on Stewart earlier. But let's see. Here's a replay. What are you thinking here, Jason?
Well, I was looking at you, so I didn't see what they're showing in the arena. But what I will say is the fact that it's taken this long means there was a little consternation about, you know, it wasn't just cut and dried. It
yes.
is going to be Gonzaga's ball, but it might have been a little closer than we thought.
They'll have 16 seconds to get off a shot. 1:20 left in the game. Gonzaga 79, Washington 76. Huskies' last lead came when it was 5-4, way back at the beginning of the game.
Got to get a stop, Tony. I mean, this is as big a defensive possession with 16 on the clock as you're going to find.
McDaniels, right, Stewart, Green, and Carter, the five on the floor for the Huskies. Inbounds Petrushev, right of the key, sizes up Stewart. And cross-court pass over to Ayayi from the left wing. Out of rhythm three, missed it. Rebound, Jaden McDaniels. Huskies down by three. Take a good shot here. A two would be perfectly fine. McDaniels across the timeline, 23 seconds left on the shot clock, 1 minute left in the game. Screen to his right from Stewart. Give off to Carter. Carter from the space needle, post up Stewart, back to Carter. Carter, now to work, into the paint, to the rim, layup falls off, rebound Killian Tilly. Huskies miss their opportunity, 18-second difference between the shot and the game clock. Three-point game, 2-3 zone attacks. Woolridge drives left side, handoff to Kispert, bounce to Woolridge, along the baseline, finds Tilly out top, into the corner, give it IIE, back out to Tilly, 13 to shoot. Kispert to Woolridge, who slips. Woolridge will push it to Ayayi. A deep three on the way is good. You're kidding. With 24 seconds left, he hit a 30-footer to make it a six-point game.
Now, this is not a timeout. The Gonzaga players got to get off the floor. This is only to clear up the wetness. But, man, oh, man, you allow the clock to run down, and you give up the dagger three. Still some time, but you got to go quick if you're Washington now. You don't need necessarily a three. You just need to make sure that you get a quick score. Whatever you can get it early.
Rui Hachimura with the buzzer beater last year. Joel Ayayi with a dagger of a three-pointer with 24 seconds left to make it a six-point game. We got some fans heading to the exits. I would wait this one out for a second here. Roll it ahead to Quade Green. Green across the timeline. Huskies got to get to work. Screen to his left from Stewart. Give off McDaniels. McDaniels, jab step. Backs off, shoots a three. Back of the rim. Over the backboard. Back to Gonzaga. 13.8 to go.
Oh, man. Double team. See if you can get a strip. If you can't get the strip, obviously you got to get the quick foul, but go for the ball.
82-76. Gonzaga trying to inbound. Husky defense everywhere. Get it to Tilly. Fouled by Carter. 13.1 on the clock. That three from Ayayi. Just a killer.
You think about the two most important makes for Gonzaga were prayer threes. It was the Killian Tilly deep one and the Ayayi deep one. Oh. Cut it.
Huskies just never quite could get over the hump. 13.1 left. This free throw would make it a three-possession game, and it does. Gonzaga 83, Washington 76. This one stings with the series shifting back to Spokane next year. Missed the second one. Rebound Stewart. Up the floor, Carter. Let's one fly. High arching three. Clanks off. Tap back by Stewart. Won't go. Rebound Gonzaga. 3-2-1. And the series continues to tip toward the east. Gonzaga gets the victory here in Seattle today, 83-76 over the Huskies, who scrapped and clawed and fought and left everything on the floor. But 19 turnovers is a few too many. And this Gonzaga team with a killer of a three-pointer from Joel Ayayi with 24 seconds left escapes Seattle with a seven-point win. 83-76, Huskies fall today to Gonzaga. Now 7-2 on the season. The postgame show is next after this from Alaska Airlines.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.